Have you ever seen God? If you haven't, I want to tell you today how you can see God. Actually, it is important that we see God, for unless we do, there is no promise of heaven. The Bible is clear on such truths, so we can accept all it says at face value. As we come to the last portion of the 12th chapter of John's Gospel, there seems to be some question as to whether the apostle was summarizing the teachings of Jesus or if this was an actual discourse given by our Lord himself. Whichever was the case does not in any way affect the content. What is recorded is actual fact and strongly emphasizes the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 44, Christ speaks of his oneness with the Father. Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me." Now the word cried really means a loud cry, calling for full attention. Believeth not on me means that the truly repentant soul believes not on Christ only, but on God the Father also. A person should not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ without believing on the Father, because they are both one and the same God. Though two distinct personalities, the Son and the Father are one in the Godhead. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." There are people who say, "I believe in God," but do they really believe in God? Not unless they've trusted in Christ and claimed him as their Redeemer. For there is no approach to God the Father except through Jesus the Son. Verse 45, Jesus said, "And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me." This verse and the previous one leave no room for speculation regarding the deity of Christ. Indeed, he was more than a man. Christ was equal with the Father in his deity. We cannot explain the Father-Son relationship to the human mind. There are mysteries involved, but this should not be a hindrance to belief. Again, our attention is turned from the humanity of Christ to his deity. Verse 46, "I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." Now, it is true that believers in Christ are lights in the world, as we are told in Philippians 2, verse 15. But Christ came as the light to banish the darkness of sin. As the sun rises in the morning and the darkness of night disappears, so when the Son of Righteousness is received into one's life, the darkness of sin, with all of its accompanying sufferings and sorrows, disappears. The sinner becomes a new man in Christ. He becomes a light in the world because of his relationship to him has come a light into the world. Those who believe on Christ will not abide in darkness. Now, here is the test of our belief. Those who possess the light of Christ will walk in the light as he is in the light. 1 John 1, verse 7. For one to say that he has received Christ and yet to continue on walking in darkness is to condemn himself as a hypocrite and a liar. 1 John 2:6 says, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked." This leaves no room for immorality, unkindness, or any other form of darkness. Verse 47, Jesus said, "If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world." You see, Christ came to be a Savior, John 3, verse 17. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. This does not mean, however, that he will never be a judge. Verse 48, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." All the words Christ has spoken, the truth of Scripture, will condemn the unrighteous, leaving them without excuse. Now, Christ has assured us that there will be a last day, Everything will be finished prior to the judgment of God. All without Christ will be judged before the throne of God. It will be too late to repent then. The books will be open. The evidence will be presented. And those without the Lord will be condemned to eternal hell. What God has stated in His Word will be fulfilled in every detail. Christ came the first time as the suffering Savior, meek and lowly, but He will return as King of kings and Lord of lords. Verse 49, Jesus said, "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak." Now, once again, we see the perfect unity that existed between the Father and the Son. "I have not spoken of myself" means I have not spoken about myself, but out of myself. What Christ said when He was on this earth reflected the counsel He had enjoyed with the Father in heaven. No wonder the unbelieving soldiers declared in John 7, verse 46, "Never man spake like this man." Christ spoke the words of God because He was one with God. Now, verse 50, "And I know that His commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." In the councils of heaven before Christ came to this world, it was decided that He would speak about life eternal, and truly He did. This was the basis of His message wherever He went. Listen, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have" what? "Everlasting life." John 3:36, "He that believeth on the Son hath" what? "Everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." John 4, verse 14, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into" what? "Everlasting life." John 5, verse 24, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath" what? "Everlasting life. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." John 6, verse 27, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto" what? "Everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed." John 6, 40, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have" what? "Everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Our Lord came to tell us how to have everlasting life. We who know the Lord must be busy telling the story of Christ, that those with whom we come in contact might enter into the experience of everlasting life. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And if you don't know the Lord, I urge you to trust Christ at this moment and receive Him as your Savior and Lord. Father God, help many to see the light and trust in Christ that they may have everlasting life. For I pray in His holy name. Amen.